Now, so this is what the CDC said earlier today.
Everything we look at with this virus seems to be a bit scarier than we initially thought. And so while we absolutely hope we don't see widespread local transmission in the continental U.S., we need the states to be ready for that. We have learned that the virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, blind eye problems, and some other conditions. We have learned that the mosquito vector, the Aedes aegypti mosquito, is present in a broader range of states in the continental U.S.
Dr. Richard Besser, formerly with the CDC, now with ABC News, what does that mean?
Sounded terrible.
Well, you know, what they're worried about is that mosquito season is coming here, and when it comes, there's the potential for Zika virus to come with it. And the reason for that is there's so much travel back and forth between the continental U.S. and places where Zika is spreading. And those travelers, when they come back, they can come back with that virus. And we have the mosquito in many states here that could transmit it.
Are more of these mosquitoes making their way, the ones that are actually transmitting it? I was seeing that some of the Gulf Coast region is potentially going to be affected to some level.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, with changes in climate, the mosquito range does extend a little bit. And in addition to that, with increased temperatures, it doesn't take as long for the virus to multiply in a mosquito before it can transmit to people. When I look at the maps, I'm looking at the map for Aedes aegypti, which is the primary mosquito that transmits Zika. Illinois is not on that map, but Illinois is on the map for something called Aedes albopictus. And they didn't even mention that one today, but that's a mosquito that is also felt to be likely to be able to transmit Zika virus. So even though you don't have Aedes aegypti in Illinois, you're not out of the woods.
Well, does that mosquito carry West Nile?
These do not. These transmit chikungunya, and they can transmit dengue fever, but it's a different mosquito that transmits West Nile virus.
And do they look different than your standard mosquito?
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you've got yourself a magnifying glass and you're a mosquito connoisseur, you can.
Don't you know I would be.
Exactly.
Get your magnifying glass out, Ro. You're going to need it.
So, well, I mean, what I'm saying is you can, Ro, but most people, it's a mosquito is a mosquito. And you know, from my perspective, whether you you want to prevent mosquito bites, and we need to take it more seriously. And now's the time to, you know, make sure your screens are repaired. And, you know, as things thaw out, you want to look for areas where there's standing water. You want to get rid of that because it's going to help prevent all these diseases as well as West Nile virus.
So what do they mean when they're saying it's not as bad as we thought? Is it not just affecting pregnant women now? Is it also potentially causing some issues with people who are not pregnant?
Well, no. What they're saying is it's worse than they thought in terms of the range of problems it can cause. So, you know, we've seen this problem with what's called microcephaly, where a baby has a very small head because the brain isn't developed properly. We've seen something called Guillain-Barré, which is a neurologic condition that adults can get. But what they're finding is, in addition to the small heads, it can also cause blindness, it can cause premature delivery, and probably a much wider range as they look at more and more babies who are affected by this.
Well, I guess that's what really is. Obviously, that's why this is a big story today. This is why it's a headline. But I do have to ask you this question, Dr. Richard Besser. Why are they just learning this now? Is it because this is a relatively new study of this virus, or is it a brand new virus? What's happening here?
Well, the information they put out today are things that have been learned over the past several months. And if you think about Zika virus, it's a very short period of time that people have even been aware of this. It was last fall that they made the connection between Zika virus and damage to babies' brains. The virus has been around since the 1940s, and one of the big questions is what changed? Did something mutate in this, or is there something different in terms of people in these countries who are getting infected who've also had other infections that causes it to do this? But they've looked at the virus, and it targets nerve tissue. And when it does that, it can cause a wide range of problems.
Now, as we're, again, as we get ready for this, do you think that the CDC, I mean, you're saying that this may be transspecial, right? It could move between the two species of the mosquitoes.
Yeah, these two types of mosquitoes, Aedes aegypti and albopictus, they act a little differently. Aedes aegypti is the one that people are really concerned about. It's much more aggressive than Albopictus. But they can both, they think both will be able to transmit it. They don't expect we're going to see widespread disease like we're seeing in South America and in Puerto Rico. But they're expecting in Puerto Rico hundreds of thousands of cases of Zika infection. And with that, there will probably be thousands of women who are pregnant who are affected. And, you know, that's just devastating.
What are the mosquitoes biting that are getting the infection? Because it's not coming directly from them. It's coming from some other source, right?
They're picking it up from a person. So the way it works is a mosquito bites a person who's infected. 80% of the people who are infected don't know it because they have no symptoms. It then is inside that mosquito. It takes about a week for it to multiply in the belly of the mosquito. And then the mosquito, when it bites somebody else after that, in its saliva, it can transmit the virus.
So when the head of the NIH is saying we don't have what we need right now, what is it they're trying to do? They're trying to get rid of the mosquito populations, and they need more funding for that, or they want more research?
A lot of what was going on today is a call for more money, and there's a battle going on in Congress. The president has asked for $1.9 billion. Congress said use up the money for Ebola first. Public health said that money was supposed to be used in Africa to prevent the next Ebola. Congress said we don't care, use it up for this first. And
so a lot
of what they were doing today is saying, look, this is really bad. We asked for $1.9 billion. We now have $500 million of leftover Ebola funds. We want more money. Dr. Fauci was saying we're working on a vaccine. That's going to enter phase one in the fall, but we need more money to get all of these activities moving forward. So, you know, there are two different perspectives that are being battled out through the media. Clearly, there's concerns. Right now is the time people need to be thinking about this. Hopefully, people won't wait until we're seeing the first cases here before, you know, they try and make their homes mosquito unfriendly.
Okay. So now what happens, though, with this, if they do develop a vaccine? First of all, how are they getting it so quickly? And are they fast tracking it through the trials? And how does that happen? Because, again, this just came up on the radar, you know, late summer, early fall.
So a vaccine is not going to come that quickly. What they're saying is in September will be a phase one trial. And a phase one trial, all that's looking is this stuff safe? So, you know, they're taking parts of the virus. They're creating a killed vaccine. They don't want a live vaccine because likely going to need to use it in pregnant women. So it'll be a killed vaccine. They'll test it in people in September and see, not does it protect you from Zika, but is it safe? And then after that, they'll look to see does it give you antibodies or protective factors to Zika.
How long does it take to figure out if it's safe?
These will be short-term studies. So you know, they'll look to see do you get an antibody response and is it safe. That's a matter of several months to get that information. But it doesn't tell you long-term if there's any problems from that, but it'll tell you short-term are there any problems.
Got it.
Have they been more clear about how long the Zika stays in your system? I talked to some friends who, you know, are thinking of potentially having children or more children,
yeah.
And they wonder, oh, wait a minute, if I get bitten, you know, when I'm down in wherever visiting, and then 6 months later I want to get pregnant, does that impact my child?
Well, CDC has extended the amount of time they say that people should wait to get pregnant because there's no firm answer to that question. Similar viruses leave your body as soon as you're over the infection. So they initially were saying, well, a week after you're infected, it should be gone from your body. Then they found the virus in the semen of men who'd been infected long after the infection had cleared. And so they're saying that men who have been exposed should not have sex with their pregnant wives during the entire pregnancy, or they need to make sure that they use condoms.
What if they get their wives pregnant or partners or whatever?
That's unknown. It's unknown.
Oh my gosh.
You know, they clearly can be transmitted sexually. There have been cases of sexual transmission. It's not clear how often that occurs. But they do not want people to get pregnant if they possibly could be sharing Zika virus. Lots of unknowns. There's a big study going on in Colombia that hopefully will provide answers to a lot of this. They enrolled thousands of pregnant women who they're following over the course of their pregnancy. They're doing blood tests to see if they get Zika infection, and hopefully that'll provide some of the answers. But right now there's a lot that's not known.
All right, Dr. Richard Besser. It's always great. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
He's the most in demand today.
I bet.
And he spent 20 minutes with us that he didn't want to. And so that you just got to look at it that way.